And now it's time for Power of Prophecy with your host, former professor at the University of Texas at Austin, career United States Air Force officer, and best-selling author, Tex Mars.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, and welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. There is power in the prophetic word of God. You know, one of the greatest prophecies of all is found in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 14, where Christ Jesus says, "And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come." What a prophecy. The gospel of the kingdom, that is Jesus' kingdom, shall be preached to all the world for a witness, and only then shall the end come. Well, at the same time, of course, we have this preaching of the kingdom and the truthful word of God. Naturally, Satan comes in with a wave and a flood of lies and absolute insanity intended to deceive people. And what better way to deceive than to call what he preaches his gospel, to actually claim that it's the gospel of the kingdom of Jesus. So there are two gospels being taught today, and the ministers of each gospel claim to follow Jesus. One really is the gospel of the kingdom because it used, that's H-E-W-S, in other words, it's aligned with the word of God. But the other is so far from the teaching of the word of God that clearly if you are born again as a Christian, you know instantly, automatically, you're able to discern that it's of the devil. Today I want to talk about something that I'm quite sure is going to get a lot of you angry at me right away. But some of you may actually like it. Yeah, you might appreciate it. You might even become joyous about what I'm going to say today. I suspect that quite a few of you will. I want to talk to you today about piggish Pentecostals. Piggish and cackling charismatics and blubbering, babbling Baptist blasphemers. Almost got tongue-tied saying that one. Now, I don't really have much time for these people except to expose them. Got a letter from a Christian sister the other day. She said, "Tex, why do you want to expose things?" Got a email from a gentleman. He says, "Tex Mars, you make me sick. Why don't you just preach the gospel of grace and not say anything bad about people?" Well, they just want me to be goody-goody two-shoes. You know, they want me to be, you know, little, you know, to give little poems, you know, "Mary Had a Little Lamb." But you know, sometimes while Mary's walking with her lamb, she falls into a mud hole. It might have been a good idea if somebody warned her of the mud hole. And sometimes the mud hole goes so deep, it's like quicksand and it pulls you down into it, and pretty soon you're drowning. Now I want to tell you something, dear friends. I feel very keenly about the billions of people who are drowning in mud, in quicksand, and I have a responsibility to them. Okay? Now, I don't think anyone could ever say that I have shortchanged the teaching of the gospel of grace of Jesus Christ. And if you say that, well, you're just lying. You don't know what you're talking about. or you're just crazy, or you're just hypercritical, because you don't know anything about this ministry at all. Because we believe that Jesus comes first. And if you go on our website, powerofprophecy.com, you can go on it and even see what we stand for. And we'll tell you what we stand for. Now, the reason I don't spend a lot of time talking about these false teachers, these erroneous teachers, these piggish Pentecostals and cackling charismatics and babbling, blubbering, blasphemous Baptists. Well, I forgot about the crack-up Catholics, but I got to throw them in too, or people will think, and maybe the suey Seventh-day Adventists too. They're out there too. And of course, the loony Lutherans and the, ooh-wee Episcopalians. I can add them. I'm not trying to forget anybody. I want to add everybody into it, because it looks like the wackos are out there in droves following Satan in every denomination. A gentleman asked me the other day, what church should I join then? What group should I join? And, I'm sort of stumped. Well, which one did Jesus found? Well, that's what I don't know, Mr. Mars. I don't know if it's a Baptist or Assembly of God. Well, when you find out which one of those denominations Jesus founded, come back and let me know, I told him. But he hasn't come back. I don't know. Maybe he's still researching it. The Bible tells us how to behave, what conduct to live by, and who we should follow. But the Bible also tells us to stay away from the pigs and the swine and the dogs. Boy, am I not going to be classified as a bad guy today, Jerry? Jerry Barrett over here, helps me in the studio and with this radio program. He's the guy that announces it when it comes on too. Some people, confuse our voices. He's got a little bit more melodious voice than I do. He probably could do a better job on this radio program, but I'm not going to let him have it because I enjoy doing it so much, Jerry. So you go out and get your own radio program, which he deserves too. He's a very, brilliant guy, and he's been with the ministry a long time here, and many of you probably talk to him on the phone when you order things and such, and he does all kind of things here, including all of our web pages. Very, very valuable, and we're not going to let him go, no way, We keep him in chains here, chained down, laboring away at the computer terminal, and today here in the studio over there at the keyboard. Well, listen to me, friends. Matthew 7:6, Jesus said something interesting. He said, give not that which is holy unto the dogs. Wasn't he a bad guy? Did Jesus really say that? Give not that which is holy unto the dogs. Neither cast ye your pearls before swine. That's pigs. Lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend. That's bite. That's rawr. They're going to get you too. And they'll trample the pearls under their feet, then turn around and attack you. They're dogs. They're swinish pigs. And did Jesus say this? He absolutely did. And am I going to be critical of Jesus? No, not Tex Mars. If you want to be critical of Jesus, you can sit around in your little ivory towers, get out your beads and be counting your beads, and saying your Hail Marys while you're doing it, because I'm telling you, the lightning may just come down and you'll be gone for good. I'm not saying it will happen, but I'll tell you, I don't tempt God that way. I don't criticize God. God does whatever he wants, and I say praise Jesus for telling us this, Lord, in the Gospel of Matthew. He has a gospel of the kingdom, and it's a precious gospel. It's a saving gospel. And don't give that gospel away. I'm not saying don't preach it to people. Preach it to them. But when they start with their cackling and blubbering and babbling and piggish behavior, get away from them. You know, the Bible tells us very clearly, have nothing to do with heretics. And those people who bring to you false doctrines of the Antichrist, don't even invite them into your home, or you're giving a place to the devil. Okay? Some people say, I go out to frequently to bars. One guy actually told me, Tex, I make it a practice of when I'm in foreign countries of going to brothels and houses of prostitution to preach. Make it a practice? Well, they really need the Lord there. Well, I'm sure they do. I don't think I'd make it a practice, dear friends. I don't think I would stay at those kind of places. Not too long ago, one of the top Baptist preachers in the state of Georgia was caught a propositioning a prostitute, a street girl. He was out driving late at night, and, you know, he stopped his car and asked her how much she charged, and she told him so much, I guess, and so he invited her into his car for a sex act. Well, it turned out she was an undercover cop. She arrested him. And his lawyer told the judge, well, he really didn't intend to have a sex act with a woman, Your Honor. He wanted to reach her for Jesus Christ. He was going to witness to her of the kingdom. Oh, yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Give not that which is holy unto the dogs. Neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and then turn again and rend you.
Yeah.
Now listen to me, friends. Here's another verse for you from the Old Testament that I really dearly love in Isaiah. Talking about literally beasts and dogs who will devour you. You pal around with them. I'm not talking about preaching, but you pal around with these people. You associate with them. And I'm talking about in churches. Don't even associate with people that are pastors or deacons or elders or whatever that are not following the Lord, that are in all these kinds of things. Don't think you will not be tarred and feathered and put in the same category with them, and then you will become a swine, a pig, a dog just like them. And you'll turn again to your own vomit, the Bible says. You'll return to your own vomit and lap it up. This is sickening things I'm telling you, but it's true. Chapter 56 of Isaiah, the prophet said in verse 9, all ye beasts of the field come to devour. Yea, ye beast in the forest. Wonder who he's talking about. Come and destroy. Come and devour, all of you beasts. A beast is a person, my friend, who follows the devil. They become like beasts in their behavior, in their appetites. Now, what should God's people, especially pastors and church leaders, what should they be doing about these beasts that are come to destroy? And I'm telling you, friends, there are women and there are men who will destroy you. There are Christian businessmen who will tell you it's okay to cheat and defraud other people in the business world. Everybody does it. And you're a businessman, you say, well, they're successful. Well, they own this big car dealership, or they own this big computer company or store, or they own, why it's okay to do those things. You can't get ahead unless you cheat. Really? And there are women who come to your church and then they tell your wife, it's okay if you have an affair or you did this or that, or you have impure thoughts. It happens to everybody. Really? Friends, these are beasts come to devour you. And they will, they'll bring down wives and husbands and pastors and church leaders, and the whole church will go that way. It says here, what about the men that God has called to be the watchmen, the pastors, the leaders of the flock? Verse 10 says, He is, that is God's watchmen, are blind. They are all ignorant. They are all dumb dogs. They cannot bark, sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber. That's the way most pastors are. You can't go to a pastor and say, Pastor, do you realize there's probably 100 couples in this church that are living together that are not married? He'll turn around and walk away. He doesn't want to face up to that. Yea, they are greedy dogs, which can never have enough. And they are shepherds that cannot understand. They all look to their own way, every one for his gain from his quarter. Come ye, say they, I will fetch wine, and we will fill ourselves with strong drink, and tomorrow shall be as this day, and much more abundant. Pastor says, let's just worry about the big offering we're going to take up today. Let's worry about the prosperity gospel. Let's worry about God wanting you to have a better life, as Joel Osteen says. Well, they give things that are holy unto the dogs. They should be throwing these people out of their churches. They should be saying, go somewhere else where you can do your unbecoming behavior. Don't stay with us. You're a bad apple and the whole barrel is going to get tainted. And if you favor these kind of people in your churches or in your life, they will trample anything of value. A pearl is something precious. Jesus even talked about the pearl of great price. But these people will trample it because they don't think that it has any meaning, because they're in it for the money and the flesh. They are not interested in the gospel of the kingdom. They want their money and their sex and their fleshly pleasures right here, right now. You got the video called The Blind and the Dead. You'll hear Benny Hinn saying that. I don't want a treasure stored up in heaven. I want them right here, right now, said Benny Hinn. Let's talk about some of these things going on in the church today. And I'd like to give a title to today's message. It's really Dumb Pigs Staggering in the Darkness. Because it's not just the church leaders, it's all the people sitting in the pew. They're a bunch of dumb pigs and barkless dogs. And they're staggering or stumbling in the darkness. Yeah, they are. Stumbling in the darkness. That's what we'll call this today. Pigs stumbling in the darkness, wanting more. Oinking left and oinking right. And trying to gobble up everything they can. And well, they should, because this is all they're going to have. Got Charisma Magazine here, June 2008 article. Charisma, of course, put out by the Charismatics, the Assemblies of God, and the Pentecostals, and so forth. It's a Christian magazine in all the Christian bookstores. It says, thousands flock to Florida revival meetings. You know, everything seems to start in Florida nowadays. Or Texas or California. Thousands of people desperate for a physical or spiritual touch from God began flocking to Lakeland, Florida in early April to attend what some are calling the Lakeland Healing Outpouring. For 3 weeks straight, capacity crowds jammed the sanctuary of Ignited Church. That's the name of the church, Ignited Church. Wow. So many people that couldn't keep them all in. They had to go to another church, 3,000-seat Auburndale Life Church in Auburndale, Florida, to get all the people in. And it kept growing anyway. Now, who was the revivalist, the preacher that they all wanted to see? Well, it was a man named Todd Bentley, 32 years old. He didn't look like any preacher you've seen. I have videos of him now, this Todd Bentley. You see, he dresses like a biker out of Hell's Angels. Looks like one of them. And he has tattoos all over his body. You know, devilish tattoos. But I'm sure God told him to do it. God's been telling this guy to do a lot of things. Evidently, And I'm telling you that the atmosphere is thick with something or other down there in Florida. And it's caught on all over the United States through magazines like Charisma and, you know, Trinity Broadcasting Network and all these Christian TV and radio shows. They're going nuts for this Todd Bentley and his friends. I feel honored by the Lord for this outpouring, says Bentley. He's founder of Fresh Fire Ministries. This is a true, genuine outpouring from heaven. I'm overwhelmed by what the Lord is doing in this hour. Well, let's see what he's doing. According to Charisma, a six-year-old girl whose elbow had been broken told the crowd, Jesus came out of the heaven and touched my elbows. And they're healed. The stocky, tattooed Hell's Angel type evangelist says dozens are being healed. A five-year-old boy had a heart problem. Doesn't have it anymore, they say. Ruptured disc, deafness, cancer, emphysema, it's all being healed by Todd Bentley. Now, his methods are a little strange. For example, one woman was praying there at the altar, and Todd Bentley says the Holy Ghost came to him and says, just go over there and kick that woman in the head as hard as you can with your Brogan shoes, your biker boots. Kick her. Just kick her. Kick the hell out of her. That's what God told him to do. He said, so I went over there and I just kicked the hell out of her. It knocked her back about 14 feet. God told me to do it, he said. Interesting, isn't it? This is a wave of the Holy Spirit. A tidal wave of the glory of God. Here's what I got. I want to quote him, what he said exactly. I want you to think about this because I've got a little bit more to tell you about Todd Bentley. He's the biggest personality now in the charismatic world. They say that he's more popular now than Benny Hinn and Oral Roberts, all of them put together. I don't know if it's true or not, but it's big. His angel, Emma, comes to him. A female angel tells him who to heal and what to do. Emma. Yeah, oh, Emma's coming to him. And wave after wave of revival is coming to North America through Todd Bentley, Mr. Tattoo. Now, here's what one guy says, and I'm going to read it to you exactly. John Kilpatrick, who was pastor of Brownsville Assembly during remember the Holy Laughter Revival? Yeah, that was him. He says he hopes Christians will not prejudge what is happening in Lakeland. He said, I came here to find out the truth, and I can see this is legitimately of God. Now, let's see what he says. Kilpatrick said he remembers the wonderful Pensacola revival, the Holy Laughter and all of that. And he just wanted more of the same from God. He wanted more from God. He's hungry for more from God, Pastor Kilpatrick said. And let me read. He says, there's another wave of the Holy Spirit coming. He's talking about Todd Bentley now. A tidal wave of the glory of God, he said in between sobs. I'm sorry. There's nothing like the presence of God. It has ruined me for life. Huh? Did you hear what he just said? And Charisma, that was the way they ended the article. Now, I want you to think about it. They saw this as something positive. Listen to what he says as he's between sobs and tears and crying. This pastor, after seeing Todd Bentley in action, says, quote, there's nothing like the presence of God. It has ruined me for life. Well, that's what you want, isn't it? To be ruined for life. You know what? Pastor Kilpatrick doesn't even realize he was telling the truth. He's ruined. Now, since some people at first started writing me saying, Tex, you've got to come to Florida. This Todd Bentley is a wonderful man of God. He's healed people of deafness. He's raised from the dead. He said two people were raised from the dead. Well, I decided to do a little bit of investigation. You know, the Bible tells us to check out things. Test the spirits. Well, I wanted to know what this guy's been doing. First of all, according to people who've done some investigation, he's a convicted child molester. Well, of course, God could forgive you. I guess so. Seems like that makes people like him more. He's reformed. Yeah, I used to be a child molester. I got tattoos all over my body, but now I'm a great evangelist. And now this female angel he's got, Emma O, I think he calls her. He says this is the same angel, female angel, that birthed the Kansas City Prophet movement about 15 or 20 years ago, as well as the Toronto and Pensacola Holy Laughter revivals. And you know, the ones where they barking like dogs and all that. Well, it just so happens that there is a female angel in Japanese Buddhist religion. Her name's Emma too. I wonder if that's the same one. No, surely not. Well, one of the guys that's co-founder of this big movement with Todd Bentley down in Florida that's shaking up the charismatic and Pentecostal Assembly of God worlds got so excited about it, he told the TV cameras, he said, this is just a warm-up party. What you see here is just a warm-up for what's coming. It's going to make these things pale. It's going to be big. Well, I can hardly wait. Now, it seems that Todd Bentley has given his testimony. He says one of the Kansas City prophets named Bob Jones, and he talked about this, and Bob Jones says, yes, this is an outpouring of the Holy Ghost, and it comes out of our great Kansas City movement. Now, Todd Bentley says then that this is, that he's sort of been commissioned by the Kansas City prophets. So maybe we ought to go take a look at those, since he came out of the Kansas City prophets, and since the Bible says, you know, that you got to consider the root of things. You got to consider the root of things. Because he's just a branch of this root, which is the Kansas City prophets. Well, first of all, we get to the founder of the Kansas City prophets, this charismatic group of so-called prophets, Bob Jones. Now, Bob Jones had a few problems. It seems that young teenage girls came to him for counseling because he was such a great prophet. They said when Bob Jones preached, sometimes it was so mighty that the electric lights began to blink. It just affected the energy forces in the atmosphere. And so all these teenage girls naturally wanted to come see him for some private counseling. Now, he told them the way that we can contact God the best is if you just get naked in front of me. And so they did. After all, he was a man of God, so they stripped naked, and then they were able to, you know. Then there was Bob Jones' assistant, Mr. Paul Kane. Well, wasn't he aptly named? C-A-I-N. Kane was celebrated in charismatic and Pentecostal Assembly of God churches, maybe even a few Baptist churches across America, till it came out that he was a homosexual. He'd said before that just like Catholic priests, God told him to never get married to a woman, to serve only God. But it seemed like he was serving a lot of other men too, in strange and devious ways. Paul Kane, well, when he was found out for being a flaming homosexual, he said, it's not my fault, it's the alcohol. I'm a drunkard. So he was a drunk homosexual. But he was one of the greatest prophets of the 20th century, they said in the Pentecostal churches. Can a drunk homosexual be a prophet of God? You decide, friends. And when you do, would you please tell me what the Bible says about such things? Meanwhile, I'll be right back. We're going to have to go for a short break. But I'll be back with more about Todd Bentley and the Holy Ghost so-called outpouring down in Florida. I want to tell you more about this man. You need to know about the dogs and the swines. Meanwhile, friends, keep your precious pearls hidden. Don't cast them before the swine. You'll find out who they are in just a moment. I'm Tex Mars. You're listening to Power of Prophecy. This text, Mars, again, you know, we did a video called The Blind and the Dead. An unbelievable video. We've got it in either DVD or VHS format. The Blind and the Dead. And you will see Kenneth Hagin, Kenneth Copeland, Paul Crouch, leader after another of these false Christian movements. And you will see their incredible heresies and lies. Benny Hinn. You'll see Benny Hinn and some of his associate pastors and Christian entertainers, singers, and all of that, smoking what appears to be hashish from a Turkish opium pipe. And shortly after that, one of his top assistants died of a heroin overdose down in Florida. That's Benny Hinn I'm talking about. Friends, this is one of the biggest exposés of all time. And it's happening, unfortunately, in the so-called Christian church. But, of course, it's not the Christian church. It's Satan's church. Some people ask me, do I know anything about the Church of Satan? Now, they're referring to a church that was founded back in 1966 by Anton Zander LaVey, Anton LaVey, who called himself the High Priest of Satan. And he founded the Church of Satan. It was a tax-exempt church in in San Francisco, very appropriate, back in 1966. Later, there was a breakoff group called the Temple of Set that was set up by Dr. Michael Aquino, another Church of Satan. But you know, I believe the most foul and despicable churches of Satan disguise themselves as Christian churches. And they bring in these evangelists and televangelists and revival teachers, and they bring people into a worse relationship with Satan than Anton LaVey ever did. Friends, you don't have to go out and go to Blockbusters or some video place and rent the old movie Rosemary's Baby to find out about the Church of Satan. I'm telling you, all you have to do is just buy some issues of Charisma magazine and find out what's going on in the so-called Christian church establishment today. Because that's what it is. It's the establishment. It's not the Christian church. The Christian church of Jesus preaches the gospel of the kingdom. This is the gospel that will lead people into the kingdom of Satan. I hope you'll get our video, The Blind and the Dead. $25, add $4 shipping and handling, $29. You will see things, I mean film clips of evangelists, the things they say, the things they do. Honestly, you'll be absolutely amazed. Everybody who has seen this video just shakes their head. They can't even believe it. Some people can't stomach it. You'll see men who have leashes around their neck going around the church floors on all fours barking like dogs. You'll see women who go up to the pulpit, one woman in particular, and she says that God told her to howl like a wolf baying at the moon. Oh! You said, Tex, you're making it up. Men walking on all fours barking like dogs. Women howling like wolves. People saying they're drunk on laughter in the churches, just laughing. No. Yeah, get it. It's true. It's happening. If this doesn't show that these are the last days, I don't know what will. The blind and the dead. Get this video. And if you have some loved ones trapped in this stuff, pray for them. Pray for them and then show them this video. And ask that Jesus Christ will bring them out of that mess. Now, to get The Blind and the Dead, just phone us toll free. 1-800-234-9673. 1-800, toll free now, 234-9673. 1-800-259-9673. That's good in the United States and Canada. You can also call us on our regular phone line. That's area code 512-263-9780. And you can go to our website, powerofprophecy.com, and you'll find the website, the video, The Blind and the Dead. By the way, we have another video that exposes Billy Graham, Robert Schuller, Jack Van Impe, and others. It's called Tower of Infamy. You'll want to get that as well. Powerofprophecy.com. Now let's return to our regular program or our address. Yeah, you can order it. These things by mail too, and send a check or money order or cash, $29. That'll take care of it, postpaid, shipping and everything. And we'll get it right back to you in the mail for $29. Now that's postpaid, $25 plus $4 shipping and handling. Send that to Power of Prophecy, 1708 Patterson Road, Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. Now let's return to our regular program. I was reading in Charisma Magazine, dated June 24th, 08, and a couple of months before that, Todd Bentley had an official commissioning service honoring him there at the Ignited Church of Carl Strader. Carl Strader has a pretty spotty history. He's one of the ones that started the Holy Laughter Revival. I've met the man. I think the man is totally nuts. And possessed by the devil. His son is too, but more on that later. By the way, his son is one of the big leaders in this Todd Bentley movement. And during that commissioning service, the Christian leaders laid hands on Todd Bentley, or I should say, he lay on the floor and they laid their hands on his stomach. Sort of an interesting thing. And one of them said, I take the apostolic authority that God has given me to tell you, Todd Bentley, that your power will increase, your authority will increase, your favor will increase, your revelation will increase. Well, that was the beginning then of the really big revival. Somebody sent me a picture of Todd Bentley. He looks like a drunk, just came out of a rehab clinic or something. And they said, Tex, notice this man's fingers as he's preaching to people up there looking like a tramp, like a dirt bag. Notice he has his hand in the El Diablo sign of Satan. Well, that didn't surprise me at all. Here's a witness from a person who watched one of Todd Bentley's revivals on televisions, a television down in Lakeland. And I'm not even going to give you this person's name, a Christian lady. But I just want to read part of her report, her in her letter as to what she saw. She said, I watched this tattooed freak preaching. I couldn't believe what I was hearing or seeing. First of all, I saw something that absolutely amazed me. I could not believe what I saw. There was a woman scantily clad with hideous whore makeup on. You know, the black eye line surrounding the eyes that you can see a mile away, not to mention the bright lipstick. But I got to give it to her that her hair was long and neatly kept. Anyway, this woman up at the front of the church with Todd Bentley was singing over and over, quote, I want to be a lay down lover. I want to be a lay down lover. I want to be a lay down lover with you, Jesus. Well, it sounded sultry, but I was shocked beyond anything in my 35 years of life could have ever brought me. I listened for about 5 minutes. Just trying to get in my mind that this was really true. I kept saying to myself, surely this is not happening. But it was. It was really going down that direction. During this time, this absolutely crazy man, Bentley, laid out flat on his back, on the floor, hands in the air, praying, saying, yes, oh yes, Lord, make me your lover. On a lower stage, from the audience, people were streaming down and grabbing up a piece of floor for themselves. All of them, as quick as they could, lay down on their back. All of them. At this point, I had more than I could stomach, so I changed the channel. But a short time later, I felt I had to turn back and see on the channel and see what was going on again. And then it got worse. The so-called preacher, Todd Bentley, was now up off the floor and was doing some typical rant and rave preaching. I mean, he was hollering at the top of his lungs, and he was just carrying on like a fool. But what he was saying during this supposed time of teaching almost set my ears on fire. Bentley was talking about burning for Jesus. His words exactly were these, quote, I want to burn for you, Jesus. I want to burn. I thought to myself, don't worry, you'll be burning soon enough, but it won't be for Jesus, you devil. While the tattooed freak man was going on, the aforesaid woman, the woman that had said over and over she wanted to be Jesus' lay-down lover, was now behind him on her keyboard making a mantra out of his comments. And the people who were poured all around the front were now standing and lifting their hands in worship. Then I saw it. In the midst of the crowd, a man stood arms up, plainly displaying the Hail Satan sign. I mean, my mouth about hit the floor. At that point, I really couldn't stomach anymore, and I turned off the TV. That's the report I got from her. Now, friends, you think she made it up? No, she didn't make it up. Not at all. Now, let me read to you Todd Bentley. Todd Bentley, this end times prophet. Well, he doesn't talk about end times. He didn't talk about anything bad things coming. According to Todd Bentley, we're going to have more and more money. God wants to bless you. And he's going to send his financial angels to you. Of course, some of that money now you need to give to Todd Bentley and to the church leaders down in Florida. Now, anyway, here's this article by Todd Bentley himself. And let's see what he says here. He says, now, this is Todd Bentley speaking. Now, let me talk about an angelic experience with my angel, Emma. Twice, the prophet Bob Jones asked me about this angel and said, Todd, have you ever seen the angel by the name of Emma? Surprised, I said, Bob, who is Emma? He told me that Emma was the angel that helped birth and start the whole prophetic movement in Kansas City in the 1980s. Now, according to Bob Jones, she was a mothering-type angel that helped nurture the prophetic as it broke out. Well, within a few weeks of Bob asking me about Emma, I was in a service in Beulah, North Dakota. In the middle of the service, now again, this is Todd Bentley giving his testimony of Emma. In the middle of the service, I was in conversation with another person when in walked Emma. As I stared at this angel with open eyes, the Lord said to me, here's Emma. I'm not kidding. She floated a couple of inches off the floor. It was almost like Katherine Kuhlman in those old videos when she wore a white dress and looked like she was just gliding across the platform. Well, the angel Emma appeared beautiful and young, about 22 years old, but she was old at the same time. She seemed to carry wisdom, virtue, and grace on her life. She glided into the room, emitting brilliant light and colors. Emma carried these bags and began pulling gold out of them. Then, as she walked up and down the aisles of the church, she began putting gold dust on people. God, what is happening? I asked. And the Lord answered, she is releasing the gold, which is the financial breakthrough that I'm bringing into the church. I want you to prophesy, God told me, that Emma showed up in this service, the same angel that appeared in Kansas City, as a sign that I'm endorsing and releasing a prophetic spirit in the church. See, when angels come, they always come for a reason. We need to actually ask God what the purpose is. Well, within 3 weeks of that visitation, the church had given me the biggest offering I had ever received at that point in my ministry. Thousands of dollars. Thousands. And weeks after I left the church, the pastor testified that the church's offerings had doubled and tripled. Well, during this visitation, now Bob Bentley continues, the pastor's wife at this Assembly of God church got totally whacked by the Holy Ghost. She began running around barking like a dog and squawking like a chicken as the powerful prophetic spirit came on her. Also, as this prophetic anointing came on her, she started getting phone numbers of complete strangers and calling them up on the telephone and prophesying over them. She said God told her to call them up. Then angels started showing up in the church. And Emma released, that's the angel, released a financial and prophetic anointing in that place. She opened up a prophetic well, and the pastor began getting words of knowledge and moving in healing powers. But that wasn't all. I was at another meeting in Atlanta at a church when my wife, Shauna, saw two financial angels walk into the service and pour oil on the pastor. Pretty soon there was financial breakthroughs coming everywhere in that church. In fact, that very night, two people wrote the pastor checks for $16,000 and $17,000 and also wrote checks to my ministry, Fresh Fire, for thousands of dollars. And many people experienced great financial blessings. In fact, after one angelic visitation, a guy had millions of dollars released to him. He had been waiting 10 years for this breakthrough. Can you imagine financial angels walking up and standing on this platform? Well, all of us need to pray for the Father to give us financial angels for our lives, our church, and our region. That was Todd Bentley. They always come down to money. They're not asking for breakthroughs in people being saved for Jesus Christ and their lives changed and sinful fathers becoming better fathers and moms who have fits of temper or temperament or whatever becoming better mothers. No. They want money, money, greedy dogs. That's what the Bible says about them. They're greedy. They want more and more money. That's the deal, friends. That's what Todd Bentley is all about. The financial angels. Sure, sure. And it's sad. Now look, a church needs money to continue an operation. I know that. This ministry needs money. But I'm not going to make up some nonsense story about some financial angel sitting here in my studio saying, text Mars, I'm going to give you a financial breakthrough. You know what? I cannot think of one time I've ever asked God for a financial breakthrough in this ministry. That may seem strange to you. It probably, over 22 years, I've been in this ministry, and I can't think. I'm going to have to ask Wanda. Of course, I've asked God to bless this ministry, and I've prayed over mail that comes in prayer request. And most every morning, Wanda and I pray together and ask God to bless each and every person who has called or written to this ministry and ask us to pray over a certain thing. Now, I'm not going to tell you that each and every morning, but almost every morning, we pray for that. And many times, elsewise, it's not just mornings, but we make it a special time every morning. We have a prayer time, Wanda and I. But I don't think I've ever asked God for a financial breakthrough for this ministry. I've never said, God, would you lead somebody out there to give us $20,000 or $50,000? I know a few of you out there would say, well, Tex, you ought to do that. Maybe God would do it. No, I don't do that. I do other things. I ask God to heal broken marriages. I ask God to go to loved ones who don't know Jesus as Lord and reach them for his kingdom. To make lives better through faith in Jesus. To mend broken hearts. I ask God to stop wars and to stop killings and bring truth to people and bring discernment. All of those things. And I believe those are breakthroughs. I believe they're incredible spiritual blessings. Now, if you've been following Tex Mars Ministry, and I call it Tex Mars Ministry, notice I didn't put my name on it. Some people said, you know, if you call it Tex Mars Ministry, people would give you more. Need people to know that it's your ministry. It's not my ministry. It's Power of Prophecy. And the book of Revelation says that Jesus is the very spirit of prophecy. I think if I call this Tex Mars Ministry, I'd be afraid. I'd really be afraid to call it Tex Mars Ministry. I don't even call this radio show Tex Mars Show. Because I think the credit, the glory needs to go to God. And I want to tell you right now, there is only one thing that Tex Mars fears in this world. Some people say, you mean you fear something? All the radio shows exposing politicians and big shot evangelists and the world leaders, and you expose these things and you actually fear someone? Yes, I do. I fear God. Let me explain that to you. I fear the displeasure of God. Now, I don't mean that God is going to, you know, burn me with a hot iron or get a 2x4 and hit me beside the head, although I think I need it sometimes. Every once in a while, probably be good for me. And he does say he'll chasten whomever he loves. What I'm talking about, though, is when you love somebody, and I dearly love the Lord Jesus Christ, I don't want to disappoint him. I fear his disappointment in me. And you know, that bothers me. That worries me a lot. And you know, I feel the same way about my wife. Why don't I cheat on my wife? Let me tell you why. I fear her heart being broken. She probably would still stay with me. I believe Wanda loves me that much. But she'd be disappointed in me. I could not bear the thought of Wanda looking me in the face and saying, why did you betray me? That's all. As simple as that. I've told you the story when I was a young man. My father didn't require a lot of me. He wasn't one of those guys to overshelter me. I pretty well had the freedom to do whatever I wanted to do. I went places. I did things. I stayed out. I did whatever I wanted. But there was one thing that my old dad, told me. He said, son, it's always important to tell the truth. Now, I never lied to my dad until one time. I've told you about it on this radio. You say, why do you keep telling us that story, Tex? Because I can't forget it. My dad, of course, forgave me a long time. I was only about 16 years, 17 years old at the time. And I thought it was a pretty good lie at the time and get me out of a little bit of a difficulty. Wasn't a big deal. I told my dad something that happened, and I told my little story, which was not true. And then he found out it wasn't true, and so he sat down with me. He said, son, I want to talk to you about this thing that happened last week. I said, okay, Dad. He said, now, you told me it happened this way. Was that true? I said, yes, sir, it was. He said, well, son, it was not true. Because I was talking to Perky, you know, the man that works with me, and he saw it happen. And he said it happened this way. So you didn't tell me the truth, did you? And you know, I looked at my dad, I looked in his eyes. Was he angry at me? Nope. Did he say, I'm going to whip you, son? Nope. Did he say, I'm going to take away your allowance? No. I'll tell you what he said to me. He said, I'm disappointed in you. Very quietly, very calmly. And then he got up and went about his business. Now, I'll tell you, friends, I do wish he didn't whip me, you know, for many years after I was a little boy, so he wouldn't have whipped me anyway. But I wish there was some way he could have punished me. I wish there was something. I wish really he'd just haul off and just whack me one. But he never did do things like that. He certainly never cursed me. My dad never cursed me. Never, never would do anything like that. Those words, I'm disappointed. Man, that burned in my heart. It still burns to this day, and my dad's been dead for decades. I say he's been dead, actually still alive, and I'm going to see him someday in heaven, be with him. But you know, to him, he doesn't even think about it anymore. In fact, I believe after just a few days, he forgot about that, and we were great friends, and my dad were very close to the day that he passed away with an aneurysm at age 73. But I want to tell you something, friends. This is why we don't do those things here at this ministry. That's why I don't lie to you. That's why I'm not going to bring up these things like Todd Bentley and all these things and try to have con man revivals here on Power of Prophecy Radio. I feel sorry for this Todd Bentley. Can you imagine? It's going to be a lot worse than I'm disappointed in you on Judgment Day. These people have a lot to answer for. Staggering, stumbling in the darkness, and they have taken the holy things of the Lord. First of all, he talked about the pastor's wife being whacked by the Holy Ghost. Friends, I'm going to tell you something. Holy Ghost doesn't whack anybody. And if he does, you're not going to be barking like a dog and doing the things this pastor's wife supposedly did. You know, when a person is convicted by the Holy Ghost, I'll tell you what I see in them. It's been my experience, and I'm getting up in years a little bit, that when a person really meets Jesus, they're broken. They're in a state of repentance. They know the wrong things they've done in their life, and they're sorry about them. And they want to do better, and they ask Jesus to make them whole, to wash away their sins, to make them white as snow. They're broken. And only when you are a broken person can God build you up. Because God's the greatest mender of all time. He knows how to mend broken hearts. He knows how to take broken lives and put them together. Humpty Dumpty hadn't seen anything. He fell off the wall, but he hadn't met Jesus. Or he could be put together again. And that's true for men's lives, too. Am I mad at Todd Bentley? Yeah, sometimes I'm angry at these kinds of people. I'm bitter that they're leading so many millions into perdition. But on the other hand, I feel sorry for them. I pity them. I'm disappointed in them. They're stumbling in the darkness. Pigs, dogs, stumbling in the darkness. And they're giving the things of God, precious things, for the devil's work. May God forgive them. Well, this is Tex Mars. You've been listening to Power of Prophecy. And I'm so glad you were with me today. And remember, there is a bright day ahead. The sunlight will shine again. We'll be out of the valley on top of the mountain, and things will all be well. I guarantee it, because the Word of God says so. My prayer is that each week during this same time, you'll tune in and discover the power of prophecy.